97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Glad you're back with us. You know, we've talked a lot about the important issues heading into this election, and just a week away now, and I think immigration is always right at the top of that. There's immigration and usually the economy are the two big issues for people, I think, this year. The border's been open for years now. The Harris administration and Biden administration didn't really do anything to help that until the last 6 months or so. And I still don't seriously think that's their intention. And I had a great conversation the other day with someone I met in an Uber, in fact, and she started telling me her story of immigrating to this country. And it's one that I asked her if we could share with my listeners. And welcome to the studio, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for being here. It's you've got quite a story to tell. Yes. So why don't we start at the beginning? Tell folks how you ended up in America.
So there was a war in my country. I'm actually from Liberia, a small country on the west coast of Africa. And there was a war in my country that lasted 13 to 14 years. It was a bloody civil war. And there was almost 150 to 250,000 people, you can look that up, that got killed, that were murdered. So it was bad. And I, my country was actually colonized by the Americans. So, and I applied. So when I applied for political asylum, I was accepted. And then luckily for me, I encountered a really good person who interviewed me and decided that she promised, she gave me her word. And she said to me, you will go to America. You will go and see the greatest country in the world since you have no peace. And you are living really a horrible and sad life here. I sought refuge in a neighboring country in the Ivory Coast. And it wasn't so easy. You have to speak the language to be able to purchase food. It was really hard. So, yeah. And this young girl, I wish I could see her again to tell her thank you. I'm so grateful to be in this great country. I came, but I landed in California. And then, of course, I sent for mother, and mother came. Unfortunately for me, mother was diagnosed with cancer. And mom passed away last year. But then in California, mom, I had nobody to help me go to work and go to school and look after mom. So I have a couple of relatives in St. Louis. So mom told me, you know what, let's go to St. Louis and we can stay with your sister and I can get treatment. You can go to school and do something with your life. So we moved to St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's how I came to the U.S.
And you had two young sons as well when you came,
sons,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
How old were you at this point when you came over to the United States?
I can't give you my exact age, but I was in my 30s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was in my early 30s.
Wow.
When I came to the U.S., yes.
When we talked about this, you told me that when you look at the situation now with the border, with people flooding across and some of the benefits that are being handed out, that angered you.
Oh, I'm very angry, Mark. I'm very angry. So if you want to come to this country, you have to do your best to come here legally. Do not cross the border, because right now, countries, you know, are entering, emptying their jail houses. They are emptying their mental health homes, and they're sending those criminals, you know, those mentally ill people into this great country. I don't know why the border is still open, but under President Trump, the border was closed. He was trying to finish the wall. He was building this wall, you know, and he didn't have the chance to complete it. So I'm sad that the border is still open up to this time, that Harris and her administration, Joe Biden, they are doing nothing to close the border, and people are crossing in and coming into this country illegally. It's annoying. It's really hard to watch, you know. So come to this country legally, go through the process that I went through. It took 4 years. I have to study. I have to study your history and then pay to become a citizen. So when you go through the process, it's really great. But I don't know the reason why they are allowing illegal immigrants to come to this country. They are paying them. Why? I want to understand that. And this is not right to people who struggle to get here. It was so hard for many people to come to this country. Refugees, political asylum seekers, you know, it was really tough. But then now the border is open and people are just walking through the borders and there's nothing being done about it. And those people, most of them, they are criminals. Because I come from Africa and I know and I saw things over there, you know, scary things. You cannot leave your borders open. People are killing innocent people. Girls are being raped, you know. Girls are being murdered in the streets, and there's nothing being done about it. And they are giving those people food stamps and giving them thousands of dollars. They put them in those most expensive hotels. And why I came here legally, they should be do the same, you know. So it hurts. It angered me, you know.
They say it's hateful, right? If you don't want to let all these people into our country.
How is it hateful? I need to understand. They need to explain to me how is it hateful, you know. Because I'm angry. I'm a foreigner who came to this country and became a citizen. And I'm angry. I don't like the way they are walking into the borders and free, and they are not being interviewed. They are not, nothing is being done, you know, to check the backgrounds to see if they are criminals, if it is okay for them to come, you know. They are not being tested. Nothing is being done, you know, and they just enter and just flood the country. You know, it's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch. I know. Evelyn, I said on the air last week that I think a lot of people who are born in America kind of take for granted some of the opportunities that are here for you if you work hard. Tell me what your American dream has been like.
So apart from other things that I encountered, you know, went through with my mother's illness, I came to this country with nothing. I came with two suitcases with no cash. And then I landed in California, and there was a refugee. It's called the International Rescue Committee or whatever it's called. So it's based in San Francisco. So, and guess how much they gave me? $200. And they say, well, you can read and write, right? And I say, yes. And they say, well, you need to go and find a job. And they give me a bus pass. And what I did, I went to a factory where they make cornflakes. And I applied, and I packed boxes, you know, and I put myself through CNA classes. That's how I started. So I graduated, and I worked, and I managed to send for my mother. I have to pay for her to come. So, and then when we moved there, I bought a house. I worked. I bought my own house. Can you imagine that? I bought a brand new car. So that's the American dream we are talking about. When you work hard, you put your everything into it. You know, you don't complain. I'm not oppressed. No one did any harm to me when I came here. I'm a free citizen, you know. I can go and do whatever work I want to do. Americans are so kind to me. They are loving people. I know there are a few handful of idiots out there. But majority of the people here are loving them. They are really good people, you know.
Yeah. And people who are living here, who are born here in America, you see so much hate for our country, right? People who kneel for the national anthem, all these things. And I don't think if they just heard a story like yours, maybe they would have more appreciation for them being born here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, they don't appreciate it, but I appreciate it. And I love this country. Guess what? A couple of weeks ago, I put the American flag up in front of my house. So in a few days, you know, someone came over and set my entire trash on fire. Yeah. So what I did, I took my flag and I wrap it on. I just put it in my push. And my neighbors are like, oh my God, someone is angry. Someone is mad at you. And I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? Why? I love this country. I stand up for the flag of the United States. You know, this country has given my family that so much. I have nieces and nephews, you know, they bought their homes. Those are kids like maybe 23, 24 years. Why are you angry? Why you think you oppressed? I came here as a refugee. My family and I came here as refugees, you know. We are doing our best. We want to work, you know. We want to live the American dream. Why you hate your country? You should try Africa. Some of these people need to go and stay in Africa just for a week. See where you get your food from. You have to stand in line. You have to wait. You where will you sleep? I have orphans. My brothers and sisters died in the war. My stepfather got killed. So they're orphans. I work hard every day and send money home to help them to pay rent. And they are living in a half-finished buildings. Over there, it's really tough. If you think this country is doing so bad, go to Africa. Go to other countries, you know, and try it. Try living out there for a while, for just a week. I only give you 1 week and you will come back. This is the greatest country in the world. This country gives us so much, but we are here and we don't appreciate it. I feel sorry for people like that, you know. I take people on my Uber and Lyft and I talk to them and I tell them, you have to vote, you know. You have to vote, vote and vote. You have to do that and do it now. This is the time. If this country goes down, you are going down with it. People respect you from around the world because this is the greatest country in the world. You can't find help. You can't find things here cheap. You know, you can go to the store and get what you want. You can work and purchase what you want. You can purchase a home, purchase anything. Get food for lower price when President Trump was in office. But yes. Now you try to get a grocery. You try to get something. It's so hard right now. You can't get anything for lower price, you know?
Kim, do you understand why I wanted Evelyn to tell her story?
100%. I want to slow clap you and just give you a hug because you're so spot on, and I can hear it, obviously, in your emotion. And it makes me want to cry because it angers me that so few people actually understand how big of a deal it is to live in this country and the freedoms that we have.
Evelyn told me she would sign up for the military if she could.
Yeah. The only thing, I'm a little older now, but I want to write it down.
To give back.
And I salute those men and women, you know, who would take their lives and go over there and fight for this country. And people do not appreciate them, you know. They see them in the street, they bully them, they mock them, they throw things at them. I have seen it. I watch TV. I watch the Fox News. Why? I don't get it.
We
have it so good in this great United States, and we don't know.
I think that, again, for most of us, all we want is for our children to have a better life than we had. And that's the other part of the American dream you've achieved. Your sons are doing really well, aren't they?
Yeah, they are doing really well. My son is in California, Walnut Creek. He bought himself a home.
That's awesome.
Great.
He's married with a little baby.
Well, Evelyn, congratulations on your success. And I can't thank you enough for sharing your story. I think it's such an important thing for Americans to hear. Who takes so much of this for granted, and you don't. And thank you for your message. It's very important.
I'm just so happy that you agreed to come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I think your message is going to be very impactful for a lot of people.
Can I just say one thing?
Please.
I just say something? So I've been picking up a few people on my Uber. And there was a lady I picked up yesterday, and she said to me, when I picked her up, she said, "Oh, you sound foreign, you know." I'm like, "Oh, really?" And then she said, "Who are you voting for?" I said, "Oh, ma'am, why are you asking?" She said, "Because I want you to vote for Kamala Harris." And I'm like, "Now tell me why." She said, "Because, you know, she's scholar, you know, she's Donald Trump, he's hateful." And I'm like, "How is he hateful? Just give me one thing, you know." And I told her, I said, "I'm from Africa. How is he hateful? Tell me, you know." And then she says, "Oh, he's racist towards Africa." I said, "No, but you can't tell me one thing. Donald Trump is not racist. He is the best president that you would ever ask for in any country. This is the right person. He's a good person. He's strong. He's brave. And he speaks his mind, you know." So then
good
she's
for you.
Like, "Oh, yeah." And then she's like, "Well, I told you, no, you would vote for Kamala." So I'm like, "No, I would not vote for Kamala. If that's what you want, you can even call Uber. They can fire me today. But I would not listen to you."
I love you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
Did she give you a good tip, by the way?
No, she didn't give. She was angry.
See?
Yeah. Low rating?
Yeah. Typical liberal.
Exactly.
But they're all about inclusivity, right? Unless it goes against their narrative, right? The party of love, unless you don't agree.
Then they have no love.
There's no love.
There's no love. It's just here. And oppressed, they are all people are always oppressed, you know.
Yeah. Evelyn, we love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for telling your story.
I appreciate you all.
Get more at 971talk.com.